Reconnect and heal today. Welcome to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to Love Never Dies Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and it is my pleasure to be with you again today. So I have a question for you. Are you ready to stretch your way to your best self ever? If you said yes, you are going to want to meet Lauren Walker. She's the author of Energy Medicine Yoga, Amplify the Healing Power of Your Yoga Practice, and the Energy Medicine Yoga Prescription. She's been teaching yoga and meditation since 1997 and created Energy Medicine Yoga while teaching at Norwich University. She teaches EM yoga across the United States and internationally, and she's been featured in Yoga Journal, Mantra Plus, Yoga Digest, and the New York Times. And she was recently named one of the top 100 most influential yoga teachers in America. And, of course, you can find out about her at emyoga.net. And just so you know, Dream Vision 7 Radio Network is Omega Institute's media partner for the workshop Energy Medicine Yoga with Lauren Walker. And that's going to be happening at Omega Institute May 11th through 13th. And if you mention the code DREAM20%, you will get 20% off this workshop. And you can call 877-944-2002. To register and apply that discount. So without further ado, Lauren, are you with me?
I am with you, very happily so.
Oh, I'm so happy to be with you too. Where do you live?
I live in Northwest Montana, close to the Canadian border in the mountains, and it's a quite beautiful place here.
Is that anywhere near Seattle, Washington?
It's about a 9-hour drive. It's near Glacier National Park, which is called the crown jewel of the continent. So we're close to that. But yeah, we're about a 9-hour drive from Seattle.
You know, when I listen to you speak, you have a slight accent like the people I hear from Canada.
Well, so I've spent a lot of time in Canada. I actually lived in Canada for a time, but I'm from New England, Massachusetts originally. So I'm not really sure. It's an amalgam of living all over the world, maybe.
And you just flowed in and out different states and different accents. They've all kind of influenced you. Where in Massachusetts?
I'm from Worcester, Mass.
I know Worcester, sure enough. So yeah, I was born in Boston, you know, but I didn't really acquire the accent in Boston because I was born 3 months early and I just stayed there at the Boston Lying-In Hospital. This was, you know, before anybody knew anything about preemies, so I was just there in Boston. But that's close to Worcester. That's not too far, right?
40 minutes or so, not far at all.
Exactly. So let's talk about your amazing work because I love the way you incorporate the energy component into what most people think of just as a mind, body, and spirit practice. You bring the energy, and you talk about the wake-up and why the wake-up is so important. So could you talk a little more for everybody who's not familiar with the wake-up, what you're referring to?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. So essentially, when I started studying energy medicine with my teacher, Donna Eden, that's when I really started to learn about energy in a deeper way beyond what you generally learn of through a yoga practice of what energy is. And the wake up is taken from her daily energy routine, which is a little routine that you do to get your energy awake and working for you. And so I've taken the kind of essential components for that and brought it down to just four different techniques that take about, I don't know, at most 2 minutes to do, that get your energies aligned and working for you. And the reason I call it the wake up is because not only does it wake up your energy, but it starts to actually be an awakening for you, for your process of your path, whatever that is, whether you're on a spiritual path or a physical path, whatever it is that you're doing, this wake up gets you prepared for that path and gets your energy, which is the essentialness of everything, to work for you.
So, you know, when a lot of people talk about energy, they think about, oh, I'm just tired, I'm burned out, I have no energy. That's not the energy you're talking about.
No, and that's funny because that's when I'm teaching, that's how I sort of started. That's the only language that we have for energy. We say we're really tired or we have a ton of energy. But the truth is, energy is all there is. Everything is energy, just vibrating at different frequencies. The entire density of your physical body is just energy, but it's vibrating so slow, it appears to be solid. And so once we start to learn the rules of energy and the language of energy, then we actually start to learn the language of the body and how we can listen to the body speaking to us, because it's speaking to us constantly, all the time. It's always talking to us and giving us information. And then we learn how to speak back to the body so that we can answer the needs and desires and requests of the body so that we can be healthy physically. That's kind of the baseline. We all want to be healthy physically. It's really hard to achieve the goals that you want to in your life if you're tired, again, not just fatigue all the time, or if you're suffering from a more serious injury or illness. And then we want to be able to achieve whatever else we want to achieve in life, really to kind of follow our dharmic path. And we need our energy working for us to do that.
You know, I love what you're saying. And it's funny because I'm always working with my patients around the question of what the body is saying and listening to the body, you know, like, you talking to me, you know, like from the, you talking to me, what are you trying to tell me? And the body is always speaking and telling us everything. It's giving us all kinds of messages about what is out of alignment, what we need to do to shift. I have a patient whose entire body is like one long and ongoing poem of energetic expression, you know, where she will, from moment to moment, express what she's feeling through physical symptoms, you know. And she has markings on her spine and in her brain. And when I listen to her speak, she's literally been marked by her early life. It was so traumatizing to her, and it literally put markings or plaques on her. And when she's in her sessions and she's in group, her body will always express what is the misalignment, what is the emotional misalignment. And so I will say to her, you know, but what is this part of your body telling us? And then we move into a realignment by hearing the body talk. You know, we have a caller. Would you like to take this caller with me, Lauren?
Sure, that'd be great.
Yeah, her name is Angie. She's from New London, Wisconsin, which I think might not be.
Hi.
Hi, it's Angie. Angie, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Wonderful to have you. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing really well, thanks.
Awesome. Your energy sounds great, doesn't it, Lauren?
It does. It sounds great.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good.
Good. What's your question?
Okay. Well, two in one. Well, one, just a statement. I love yoga because it totally helps you get into like a meditative state with your breath and the different poses. And I also have a question about these yoga techniques. Do you have a website or something that you can learn the 2-minute little bit as soon as you get out of bed to wake up your energy?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So the website is emyoga.net. And there are tons of resources. I've got videos on that website. I've got links to my YouTube page. And there's just a lot of resources there. And in both of my books, the very beginning of both of those books start with the wake up as well, because it's so important. So there's all kinds of resources to find that little technique.
Cool. Very nice.
And you had a second question, right?
Yes, I did. And it was for you, Doctor. It was about your transdimensional grief therapy coaching. Mm-hmm. When will you be having that again, or is it an online tutorial?
Oh, that's a great question. So I think what I'm hearing you ask is, when will I be training a new batch of transdimensional grief resolution method coaches? That's what you're asking,
right? Oh, my gosh.
Right?
You speak Angenese. Yes, that's exactly what I'm asking.
So the training is ongoing. So the best thing to do is shoot me a request so that we can have a consultation, and then that way I can talk with you about your background, your training, and then we can go from there. So the best thing to do is go to askdrlove.com and just shoot me a contact. Or you could also leave your email address with Bob, my wonderful engineer, you know, before you hang up. Give your email address to him, and then that way I can reach out to you. That's even easier. Okay?
Awesome. And can I please have the email address again for the Yoga Go?
You're asking for the website for Lauren?
Yes, please. One more time.
EMYoga.net, right, Lauren?
That's correct. EMYoga.net.
EMYoga.net. Perfect. Thank you so much.
So great to hear from you. Leave your email with Bob, and wonderful. You have a great energy, and this is what we need, you know? We all need people who resonate at this vibrational level that you resonate at, Angie. So I'll look forward to knowing you more. So thanks for calling. And
thanks. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.
Have a great day, guys.
You too, sweetie. So now, Lauren, we're talking about energy and the need to vibrate at a high frequency. And, you know, the next thing that comes up is the question of healing. Because I know you talk a lot about how when your vibration is off, then you are more likely to have disease. And then also by raising your vibration, you can heal. So could you talk more about that?
Sure. Yeah, I don't actually talk so much about vibration and raising your vibration. I know that that's a real buzzword in the New Age world. And I certainly have come across it quite a bit. But it's also seems to me very esoteric, because there's no way for you to know what your vibration is. And so, again, it's sort of one of those, I have a lot of energy or I don't have a lot of energy. You know, we can say I'm vibrating at a very high frequency, but am I really? How would I know that? And so I think, you know, we definitely know that a lot of different emotional signatures bring us down to what we would say is perhaps a lower vibration. But I like to use language that is more accessible to people. And the truth is about the work that I do is that this energy work is very accessible. A lot of times people think of energy and energy work and New Age work in this way, they think it's kind of woo-woo and sort of hippie, and, you know, it's nothing that they could ever understand or get behind or do, because it's just this weird sort of thing and it's not even real, you know. So that's sort of the down voicing that I hear a lot. But the truth is, the way that we work with energy is very, I use the word grunty, it's very physicalized, it's very much nuts and bolts. And so when I talk about healing in the body, it's very easy to get your hands on your body and feel what's going on and feel where energy is stuck and not moving and where it needs to move, and then start to repattern that energy. And so that's basically what we're doing in this work, is we're repatterning energy to follow the essential rules of energy. And so it's like you have a roadmap for a city that you've never been into before. You really want to follow that, because some of the roads are one way and some of them have a roundabout, some have stop signs or blinking lights. And you really need to pay attention to what's going on. You don't ever want to drive the wrong way down a one-way street. And it's very similar in the physical body, is that energy goes in certain patterns. So there'll be roads in the body that energy needs to go one way down. But oftentimes that energy will be going reverse. And the same thing that it can cause in traffic, if you're going the wrong way down a one-way street, it can cause in the physical body. And that is blockages, which then lead to dis-ease patterns.
Physical fender benders.
What's that?
I said physical fender benders.
That's exactly what happens. And we have fender benders all the time. And sometimes we have complete wrecks where, you know, the car is kind of just sort of destroyed and we need to put it back together again. And that's when we're having extreme trauma, whether that's physical, emotional, or spiritual trauma. And all of those things require working with your energy primarily, or I say first, to get the energy back in track so that you can get the physical, mental, and emotional bodies back online as well.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And, you know, it's funny, I think I heard somewhere you talk about chi, right? Now, chi is more of an Eastern way of describing energy. You know, Western, you might say energy, Eastern, they say chi. I've heard people talk about the fact that for most people, there's a blockage where the chi gets stuck sort of from the waist up, and it doesn't move all the way down through the body. Do you experience that?
Absolutely, absolutely. So in chi is, or qi, it's also often called as well, is from China and Japan. So it's just definitely an Eastern way of describing energy. And then in India, they talk about prana. That's sort of the yogic area of energy. It's called prana. And so like I said, there's 9 different energy systems that we work with. And so when you're talking about energy going up and down the body, you're perhaps talking about meridians, which are sort of the roads or pathways that energy runs in the body. And many of those do run up and down the core of the body. And there are also, there's an energy system called the radiant circuits, which also run up and down the body. And those are energies of healing. And so when the energy isn't connecting in any location, whether it's up and down, side to side, inside and outside, like the energy needs to be working in all of the different directions that it goes optimally for your whole system to work well.
And the chakras, how do they fit into this roadmap?
Sure. So the chakras, maybe they would be considered like the clover leaf of a big traffic design.
Or if they're blocked, the stop signs.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
So the chakras are wheels or vortexes of energy that run up and down the core of the body, the major ones. And then we have minor ones that are in different areas on the hands and the feet and the breasts. And those are kind of like the hard drive of the energy systems of the body. So they hold all of the information of everything that has happened to you. And they also govern the areas of the body where they reside. And so they work intimately with the meridians and with the radiant circuit as well. You know, the thing is that everything works together. It's really hard to extract one system from the other. And, you know,
right.
I get this question a lot. People say, well, meridians, that's from Chinese medicine, and chakras, well, that's from the Hindu mythology or the Hindu systems and Indian tradition. And so why do you use all of those? And my second book, Energy Medicine Yoga Prescription, is based on an ancient Chinese medicine energy system called the 5 elements. And so people say, well, you're teaching yoga, and why are you using Chinese medicine as the backdrop? Well, the truth of the matter is, we all have all of these energy systems. So in ancient China, the main ones that they used were the meridians and were the 5 elements. And in India, the systems that they used were the chakras and the aura. But it doesn't matter where you are in the world, your body has all of these systems in it. And so the brilliance and genius of Donna Eden was to put together a system to work with all of the different energy systems in the body in a holistic way. And so no matter where you're from, you have chakras and meridians and aura and Celtic weave. Like, you've got all of these systems working together. And so it's sort of just a difference in language and culture that some of these became known for one specific area of the world.
Right. And that's great, the way you're explaining it. And the body doesn't care what you call it.
That's
the
right.
Body just wants to be flowing freely, you know?
That's exactly. And that's the first rule of energy. Energy needs to move flowing freely. And if energy doesn't move, it gets stuck. It initially causes pain. And then if it doesn't get space to move, it causes other problems. So you got it exactly right. Freely flowing.
Freely flowing. You know, it's funny. If you don't know my story, for almost 30 years, I was married to the love of my life, Jean Pin, a famous former Jesuit who taught at the Vatican. And here, 12 years later, I start to feel this flow of energy into my heart, these tidal waves of love, and I know it's my husband up to something. And he introduces me to somebody, and it was like a lightning bolt went through my body and his. I knew he wanted me to meet this guy. And it was like love struck. I've never felt anything quite like it in my life. As soon as I meet this guy, I start getting downloads about something that's blocked in the energetic flow of his body. And I am shown, I literally sit up in the middle of the night from a sound sleep, and I'm shown how I need to move his head in order to free up his neck. Now, I mean, there's no rest for the weary here, you know. So it's crazy. We go on a picnic, and I say to him, poor man, excuse me, but I was told last night that I need to do this particular move on your neck. I'm a crazy woman, but the poor man, you know, four times in Afghanistan, military, tough as anything. And I turn his head, you know, he's sitting on the picnic bench. I turn his head and I sort of lift it and turn it. And he tells me he's terrified by what I'm doing because I'm near his carotid artery and I could kill him instantly. And I said, trust me, it's not my intent to kill you, at least not yet, you know. So just let me go with this. The long story short is the move that I was shown to do on him released him. And he just said, I've been needing this my whole life. I've been asking people. Nobody really got what I needed. And after I did this, his whole body was released. He had no pain. And then he became sick. And he developed an upper respiratory infection with a cough, which I associated with grief. You know, once the chi could flow, now his body could start to clear out what he was holding. But what a fascinating experience, and really a good example of what you're talking about freeing up the energy, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, clearly you're tapped in as well on a deeper level to receive these intuitions, and not only to receive them, but to act on them. And that's something that a lot of people, you know, like we were speaking about earlier, we all get messages constantly about ourselves and oftentimes about other people, but we often dismiss them because we're not trained to tune into our intuition or to trust our intuition. And so we sort of dismiss it as, oh, well, that can't be real. And so we don't listen to it. And so that, good on you for listening to it and helping this person heal. And obviously you were guided to this person in the first place. So that's a beautiful story.
It's a beautiful story. And, you know, the thing is, this is, like, I think, really an example for all of us as women, because when something pops in this kind of divinely ordained way, and it makes no sense, that's when you know it's coming from the spirit and the divine, and that you're being really asked to get your intellect and your rational mind out of the way and listen. And you have to be willing to seem foolish, or it makes no sense, it's crazy, but you just let your heart lead you and you go with it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, we're having a lot of callers, Lauren. People love you, love your work. And we have Karen from Denver, and I would like to take her call, but we're going to have to go to a break now. So let's take Karen when we come back. We'll be back in a moment on Love Never Dies Radio.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in and find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. Visit AskDrLove.com to find out more.
When you learn the language of the energy body, every part of you responds like a plant reaching toward light. Lauren Walker, creator of Energy Medicine Yoga, shares basic techniques to balance your body in a workshop at Omega, May 11th to 13th. Experience the power of energy medicine yoga and learn to align your body with its own innate energetic power. For 20% off, use discount code DREAM when you register for energy medicine yoga at Omega. Learn more at eomega.org.
Have you seen 1111? Do you wonder why certain numbers keep showing up in your life? 11, 111, 22, 33, 444. People all over the world are seeing 1111 and learning the language of universal communication. Subscribe to 1111 Magazine today, 1111mag.com. 1111 Magazine is a bi-monthly online publication that offers a rich multi-sensory experience. Engage with experts in topics of consciousness. Become enlightened, empowered, and energized so you live a passionate and authentic life of conscious choices. 1111 Magazine, a daily staple for lifting the mindset, expanding the heart, and experiencing greater aliveness. 1111 Magazine. Order now at www.1111mag.com. 1111mag.com.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you yearn to get along better with your life partner or spouse, friends, family members, and even coworkers, Dr. Turndorf's book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship, shows you how to turn conflict into connection for a lifetime of lasting love. Find out more about Kiss Your Fights Goodbye at AskDrLove.com. This is Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. This show is for you, the listener. Once again, here's Dr. Turndorf.
Welcome back to Love Never Dies Radio. We're having a great conversation. Lauren Walker, founder of EM Yoga. And Lauren, right before we went on break, I said there was someone else who wanted to call in. So would you like to take the call from Karen?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. Karen, you with us? Karen.
Hi, yes.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Gotcha. Hi. Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for taking my call.
So happy. What can we do for you? Have a question, a comment?
I do. Well, Jamie, I was actually calling in because I've read your book, Love Never Dies. You've helped me greatly, so thank you.
That's so nice to hear.
I really appreciate it, and I didn't know what the topic for today was, and I think it's fascinating. I'm wearing my chakra bracelet, so this was meant to be today.
Cool.
I had a question really, Jamie, about connecting with our loved ones and, you know, on the other side, is there such a thing where they want to take a break from us here and just don't want to be communicating for a while, or could that have
been like a misconception? No, we have a lot of misconceptions, we earthlings, and one of the misconceptions is, oh, leave them alone, they need to have a break, or you're preventing them from moving into the light, or you're preventing them from performing their holy work, like they have to sit there stroking harps eternally. That's not true. Not true. Boing, boing, boing. No. No. What they say again and again is, and this is what John said right after he left his body, Jamie, what else is there for me to do? It's my full-time occupation to love you. This is what I hear again and again from our loved ones in spirit, that they are waiting to help us reconnect with them so that we can heal any unfinished business that we still carry with them. We can heal ourselves, mind, body, spirit, and emotion through their help and their guidance, because they have a higher perspective now on what we need to do to be back in the flow, to use Lauren's language. And so as we strip away the unfinished business and we work it out through the dialoguing with the departed technique, now they become our guides in order to tell us the path we need to take to prosper emotionally, physically, spiritually, energetically. And as they guide us, we prosper in every way. So it is untrue to think we're holding them back or they want to take a break. They've got an eternity to just love us all the better and guide us. Okay?
I appreciate that. I needed to hear that from you. I know. Something different from a medium, and it just upset me so.
I know. Listen, I know. I'm on a mission. I'm this one-woman mission to eradicate all these misconceptions, like, you know, let them move into the light. This fits also with what Lauren's talking about. They don't go anywhere. When they shed the turtle shell of their physical bodies, the energy of their soul essence just moves into the dark matter, which is all around us. There's no place that they go. They never leave us. They're all around us in the dark matter, and they're waiting for us to learn how to reconnect with them and reestablish our relationship with them. So do not stop your connection. And you hear how passionate I am about this, right?
Yes, I feel so happy. Yes, I do.
Good.
You listen to my spirits.
I'm glad. And Monday night, I'm going to do a webinar, 9 p.m. Eastern. So if you're not on my mailing list, make sure you get on it and register so that you can join this webinar, because I'm going to discuss all the misconceptions that people have that block them from reconnecting. And this one that you mentioned is one of many. Mm-hmm. Okay, so come to the webinar, okay?
I appreciate it. I'm signed up. I love you. Thank you so much.
So happy to hear from you. Thanks, honey.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Lauren, we're back. You know, you notice how my work and yours, even though you would think it's so unrelated, how we dovetail?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think it's unrelated at all. I think, you know, the emotional connection that we have with people and then how that connection continues after somebody moves on from this physical plane is
right?
really a huge part of our own energy bodies and how we can start to heal from that. We work so much in my practice with the emotional body because it's so connected to our health. And part of that is learning how to process our grief and to transform our grief so that we can move on in our lives. And that doesn't mean forgetting, as you know. It just means bringing in and getting more clarity on how we can move forward.
Did you hear a little one? Do you hear voices?
I hear voices.
You know, I'm so used to hearing voices because, you know, when we do my coach's training over Zoom, we hear spirit voices. We hear bells. I'm sorry to say I sometimes hear harps.
I'm talking to you right now. I'm not sure who those voices are.
I know. It's such a ride. My poor radio syndicator. She said, Jamie, I don't know what to do with you between the manifestations and the bells and the whistles. But the thing is, you know, while you were talking about how what we do is so connected, I was covered head to toe with chills, such extreme chills, which is my way of knowing that my husband in spirit is so behind our conversation and helping people understand that when you get grief-stricken, there is such a block in the flow of energy. And in our Western world, people never really get unblocked because they're told, grieve, let go, and move on and do it in 6 months. So basically, the grief goes underground and the blockage in your physical body remains indefinitely because time doesn't fix the pain. You're not supposed to be separated from the people you love. And so the blockage continues until you reconnect and resume your relationship. So I was going to say this to you, and I got the chills, and then we heard those voices. And those voices were not coming from you, were they, Lauren? They're not on your end.
No, all I have is a possibility of a little dog barking, but he's been pretty quiet this morning. So.
Exactly, and I'm here alone in my studio, so it felt to me like chanting of the angels. You know, they're just so behind what we're saying. Yeah.
Well, and you know, it's interesting that you brought that up because that's what I'm writing my third book about is healing trauma and grief with energy medicine yoga. Because just what happens when we go through a traumatic experience and we don't have the tools or the skills or the language to understand how to get through it and to get beyond it. And so I tell the story of the kind of major trauma that I went through myself. And then how I
tell us a bit about it. I'd like to hear.
It's a kind of an intense story, but I was engaged to be married, and then my fiance and I broke up because it wasn't a right fit. We weren't supposed to be that relationship together in this life. But he was still one of my closest friends, confidants, and guides in this life, and. There's no other way to say it. He was murdered in Canada. Oh. And so the trauma surrounding that and what I went through, it was a kind of like some of the police brutality events that we hear about in the States. And we don't hear about them, obviously, in Canada so much because it's another country. But so the trauma of how he was killed and then the media circus surrounding that and how I was kind of drawn into that media circus. And it absolutely destroyed me for a real chunk of time. And what was interesting, you know, I have the tools to overcome this. I wrote the book on the tools. And yet what I talk about again and again to the teachers that I'm training is that even if you have the tools in moments like that and in situations like that, even in smaller, less intense and dramatic situations, we kind of forget what we know. And one of the things that's so important in overcoming trauma and grief is community support in a different way than we generally think of community support. And really the key that started me back from what was my sort of deathbed grief process through this was working with my energy and having another energy worker work with my energy. It's called the grid, which is the deepest layer in the body. And when you undergo a trauma, just like we're back to the car metaphor, it's like being in a car wreck and the chassis of your car gets destroyed. And until that chassis gets straightened out, you'll never be able to drive that car again with any reliability. And what happens when you undergo a trauma is the grid energy, or the deepest layer of energy, gets thrown out of balance. And all of the other energy systems attached to that. And so everything else gets thrown off balance. And you have, you know, systems in the body that help you to overcome things so that you can continue to live. But those systems also, what they do is they stabilize you, but then they keep you stuck in that same place because their goal is just to keep you alive. But we need more other tools to help us to get beyond just being alive and surviving, so we can get back to the place of thriving no matter what we've been through.
I love the way you explained that, and it was a real gift and an honor the way you opened up and you shared, you know, the depth of the story and the depth of your grief. Of course, I understand what you're talking about because, you know, my husband was ripped from me from a bee sting. And I was in Italy on vacation with him. We were on the beach. And that description that you gave of just the chassis being broken and just torn to bits and that deathbed grief, I totally understand what you're talking about and how the energy within the body is just shattered. And so when you talk about how you put your broken parts back together, the way you did it was by working, you said, with the energy field. You used the expression, the energy matrix. Was that what you said?
No, it's a system called the grid.
The grid.
Which is part of the matrix. But the matrix is sort of the interconnective element, the interconnective tissues of the body that allow energy medicine to work. But the grid is the system that goes out when you undergo a trauma. And so in this book that I'm writing now, I tell the story in more detail. And then I sort of talk about, you know, Bessel van der Kolk, I'm sure you're familiar with his work. He works with trauma. He's one of the foremost trauma treatment people in the country. And he talks about the morphic field of trauma, and that we draw trauma to us when we're stuck in that field of trauma. And it sort of took this huge trauma for me to reevaluate all of the other traumas that had gone on in my life that I hadn't even understood. And, you know, so many of us live in this fight or flight pattern, even if it's subtle, and that we're always on this subtle or pronounced hypervigilance. And what that does to the physical body is so detrimental. And so working with these different energy systems to bring them back into alignment and calm. So again, the body wants to heal. That's the primary thing that it does after digestion. But if the body is spending all of its time working out these stress hormones from the body, then it's always in breakdown mode and never in buildup mode. And we need to change that paradigm so that we can really come back into healing. And I really believe that no matter what trauma you've gone through, you can heal from that and come back into a beautiful and thriving life.
You know, it's interesting what you're talking about trauma patterns, because we know now that the younger we are, when we experience trauma during our deformative years, I call them the deformative years because you know what I mean. Anyway, the brain gets flooded with stress chemicals. The body gets flooded with stress chemicals. I have to take a break. But when we come back, I want to talk about how we break that cycle of stress chemical, ANS arousal, and how it breaks the body down. So let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about the repair. Be back in a moment.
Mm-hmm. Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in and find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. Visit AskDrLove.com to find out more.
How can you find freedom from stressful thoughts and allow your mind to return to its peaceful, creative nature? Join Byron Katie, best-selling author of Loving What Is, for a weekend retreat this May at Omega. Discover Katie's simple yet life-changing process known as The Work and learn how to undo what makes you unhappy. Use discount code DREAM to receive 20% off when you register for Loving What Is with Byron Katie at Omega, May 4th to 6th. Learn more at eomega.org.
Quantum Jumps presents a radical new paradigm that we exist in an interconnected holographic multiverse in which we literally jump from one parallel universe to another. In a moment, you can become smarter, more confident, happier, more outgoing, more effective, in better relationships, with more willpower. When you sense a new connection to another possible you, living the life you'd prefer, immerse yourself naturally into that new state of being. And voila, you've made a quantum jump. Supported by scientific research, Quantum Jumps is an inspirational book backed with practical tools to help you live a happier, more prosperous life. Learn more at quantumjumps.com.
Awaken your soul through the intuitive arts of intuition, meditation, mediumship, and soul expansion. May 25th to 28th, Omega presents The Intuitive Arts, an interactive gathering to enhance your everyday life with new awareness. Guided by tutors of the prestigious Arthur Findlay College in England, you discover aspects of the ordinary that are not so ordinary after all. To receive 20% off, use discount code DREAM when you register for The Intuitive Arts at Omega. Learn more at eomega.org.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you can't stop crying over the bodily loss of a loved one, Dr. Turndorf's number one international bestseller, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, will show you how to toss out the tissues and transform your grief into joy using her groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and even heal unfinished business with those in spirit without the assistance of a medium, channeler, or psychic. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at AskDrLove.com and receive an exciting gift, a free excerpt of Love Never Dies. And now, back to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Welcome back to Love Never Dies Radio. I'm talking with my new, very old friend, Lauren Walker, founder of EM Yoga. Lauren, we were talking before the break about how trauma earlier in life creates a cycle of brain chemical stress release, and then when you suffer a subsequent trauma, like the bodily departure of a loved one, you go into a deeper trauma. So talk about how your method helps break that cycle of stress and the breakdown of the body systems.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that is important to do is to work with a system that's called triple warmer, which is one of the meridians in the body, but it's so strong that Donna has called it its own energy system. And that system is responsible for our habit fields or our morphic fields, which are basically habit patterns that build into our energy systems and become stronger the more that they're used. And when we experience trauma early in life, and like you said, we are flooded with these stress hormones, that actually changes the brain development and becomes a habit. And so we need to change those habits. And that's also sort of becomes the definition of PTSD. It's that we get triggered by events that may or may not have anything to do with the trauma we've experienced. And that throws us right back into these stress patterns in the body physically as well. It causes the stress hormones to be released in the body, whether there's a need for them or not. And mm-hmm. So one of the ways that we start to repattern them is simply by holding one hand over the forehead, just like you were taking your temperature. And there's a set of points there called the frontal neurovascular points. And that's connecting the neurons in the brain with the vascular system, with the blood flow system of the body. And what it does is it keeps blood in the forebrain. So when you go into a fight or flight response, the body, the blood leaves the brain and goes into the extremities to prepare you to run or to fight. And so the premise of this is that you keep blood in the forebrain while you are thinking about an experience that is painful or difficult or traumatic. And it starts to take that loop away, that loop of the limbic system that throws you back into your response to the trigger. And that is a very calming thing to do, whether you're actively thinking and trying to deprogram or reprogram, or whenever something comes up that does trigger you or throws you off your game or throws you out of your center, is to put your hand right over your forehead. And it's amazingly powerful for such a simple technique. I've actually brought people back from going into shock just by putting my hands over their forehead. And it's something that I teach all my students, you know, moment one, because there's a lot of trauma that comes up in yoga classes. And my experience has been that not a lot of yoga teachers are taught how to deal with or respond to trauma. And, you know, trauma is a very loaded word for a lot of people as well, because some people have experienced quite big traumas, you know, like the extreme violence to someone that you love or to yourself. And so then when people talk about traumas that they've had that might not appear so large, then people can get sort of defensive about what trauma means. But the truth of the matter is, whatever it means to you is what's going to trigger your responses in your body. So it doesn't really matter if somebody else says, wow, well, you know, your puppy died. Well, that's not a huge trauma. But if it was traumatic to you, then it is traumatic to your physical and emotional body. And so doing these techniques start to help you stay more present so that you can think creatively instead of in essence leaving your mind.
Love it. Love what you're saying. So you're saying when you feel activated, and again, it's your story, your reaction, put your hand over your head where you would be taking your temperature, and that helps you break the cycle of the stress chemicals, the ANS arousal, the flooding of chemicals out to the extremities, and keeps the blood in the brain, the frontal lobe. Right. And you don't even have to do anything other than that.
That's right. Absolutely. And of course, you know, there's so many beautiful techniques, different breathing techniques and, you know, different things that you can use to try to repattern. But again, I find it's most useful to have one or two go-to tools that are simple, because when you get triggered, the last thing that you can do is think, you know, that's exactly the problem. You're triggered and you can't think, wait a second, I learned in this class a few years ago this breathing technique that was so good for not going into trauma response. Well, it doesn't matter if you can't remember what it is. And so putting your hand over your forehead is going to help you remember and help you be calm. And, you know, I have people that that really suffer a lot from anxiety or different things like that. I say, put sticky notes around your house to remind you of tools that you have. So, you know, a sticky note on your mirror, put your hand over your forehead, you know, so that you can remind yourself until it becomes second nature, which it will start to. The more you work with your energy, it becomes habitual. That's one of the things that energy does. And the goal is to create habitual, beneficial energetic patterns instead of habitual, challenging energetic patterns.
Man, you do such a good job at explaining difficult and complex physiological processes in a very down-to-earth way. I'm sure you've heard this before. People have told you how great you are at communicating.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, it's really because this work, like I said at the beginning, can seem so esoteric. And the truth is, it is not at all esoteric. It is incredibly simple. It is easy to learn. It is easy to use. And the responses, I mean, if you go to my website and read some of the testimonials, they're just sort of mind-boggling, the positive responses that people have with this work for all kinds of situations in their lives. And so I'm just passionate about simplifying things so that we can really find ways, you know, to work better individually and then societally and then globally.
Right, because you talk about you can help the problems of the world by resolving your own issues because of the whole, you know, morphic field and the resonance, right? So
absolutely, absolutely. I mean,
heal yourself.
And you look at some of the huge problems facing the world today, but the truth is at the root of each of these problems is an individual making a decision. And so whatever your beliefs are about the right thing to do in the world, you know, Carolyn Meese talks about this so powerfully, is that no matter what religious belief you have or where you're from in the world, at root, we all have this conscience that we know what is right and what is wrong. And so we all can justify what we do under a whole host of different excuses. But at the end of the day, if you really dig deeply and you're honest with yourself, and of course, honesty is a challenging issue at the moment as well, but if you're truly honest with yourself, you know what the right thing to do is. And so at the root of all of the major, incredibly, seemingly intransigent problems on the planet comes down to one or two or 10 people making a decision. And those decisions and those choices stem from their life experiences and their own patterns of trauma and their own issues and struggles. And if they're not, you know, if you're not healed, the choices and decisions that you're going to make are likely going to be not helpful for yourself or for the people that your decisions affect.
Wonderful. So you're going to be at Omega teaching your method. Could you describe for everybody listening how the workshop's going to go, what you're going to cover?
Absolutely. So a lot of it depends, honestly, on who shows up because, you know, the energy that people bring needs to kind of be there for me to see what it is that people need because I have so many tools in my toolkit that I can share. But definitely, you know, this is an introductory workshop, so introducing people to these concepts and theories and ideas. But more than that, it's going to be giving you some really powerful takeaways that are going to start to change and transform your life. So we're going to do some of these essential practices, and I'm going to leave you with some techniques that are going to start to shift the habit fields and the energetic patterns in your life so that they start to serve you better. And what usually comes out of that is learning these very few simple techniques. People have amazing transformational experiences. And then, you know, we'll definitely have time to work with individual things that people want to do. One of my most popular classes that I teach is a pro-aging class. And everybody loves that class. So it's how that we can age gracefully in body, mind, and spirit, and things that we can do to achieve a really beautiful and vibrant longevity. And that's probably one that I'll do that weekend because people really love it. So, yeah, it's going to be a great week, and I'm really looking forward to it.
You know, you're going to be up here in Rhinebeck, and I live very close to Rhinebeck. So I think I'll be able to come over and say hi to you. Yeah.
That would be wonderful. If you're free for the weekend, you should come and take the workshop.
I would absolutely love to. I know that I'm teaching. My schedule is insane with the workshop I'm teaching. But if I cannot, I haven't looked at my calendar. If I cannot get over for the workshop, then I'm going to come and visit you in any case. And if I can, I will take the workshop.
That would be lovely. I'd love to meet you in person.
Me too. So tell everybody how to register for your event and also to find out more about, you know, where they can be in touch with you. Give it all the coordinates, please.
Sure. So the workshop at Omega is May 11th through 13th. And I'm actually teaching a limited schedule this year because, like I said, I'm writing that third book over this summer. So I'm not teaching a lot. So Omega is my only open workshop on the East Coast. And then on the West Coast, I'll be at 1440 Multiversity teaching a 5-day workshop in June 10th to the 15th. And you can find information about all of this at emyoga.net. I have a few teacher trainings this year, and I'm starting a master training program in October to teach teachers how to bring us to a water community in the world. It's a year-long intensive, so I'm really excited about that. And then there's lots of online resources. I have an online course now, and we're filming a very special online course in September to be released next spring. That's going to be really amazing, and I'll talk more about that as we get closer. But there's lots of resources, and my whole schedule is at emyoga.net.
Wonderful. So in the last minute or so, what would you like everybody to take away from our time together? What one key point would you like?
You know, the thing I like to leave people with is the simplicity of this. This is not rocket science. This is not woo-woo. You don't have to be incredibly intuitive or see colors or be able to speak another language. This is so simple. This work is accessible to anybody, and it is unbelievably powerful. And I become kind of passionate about it because I've seen so many people's lives change in such a short amount of time through doing this work. So that's really it. It's easy and it's powerful. So if you're at all intrigued by this, please check it out and start to get your own energies working for you. You will be so grateful that your life is starting to work for you in ways you can't even imagine right now.
That is wonderful. And I really encourage everybody to come to Lauren's workshop at Omega. I know it's going to be an amazing experience for you. And what an opportunity, since you're only doing two live workshops this year, and this is the only one on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. So that's all we have for now. I'm going to keep Lauren with me for a minute so I can give her a kiss goodbye, and I'm going to say goodbye to everyone else who's listening live, and I'll see you next time on Love Never Dies Radio.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.